The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Align yourself with the gods now. You get extra points for that. The Doug Steffen Monday program, in fact, is on the air for those of you who are trying to figure out what's happening this week and what happened this weekend. Where were you on July 13th? The Ides. There are certain things about numbers. Ken Kessler is here with me. Jennifer is doing, I don't know, what is she? She's doing something that's important. Otherwise, she'd be here.
She's on assignment.
On assignment. Most people, when it comes to certain numbers, like the number 13, the number 666, think that they have one meaning because that's what they've grown up around, that's what they learned in church, that's what their mother said, whatever it is. Whether true or not, most of these numbers and your feelings about them have origins in history. Like the number 13, 666, both twisted and turned to represent something good, hooray, or something bad, boo.
Boo.
The most common numbers that are fiddled with, the fear of the number 13 goes back to Norse mythology. Norse mythology is the Norsemen, where Denmark and Norway, those are the Norsemen. Apparently, 12 gods were having a dinner party, Kenny, in heaven. In walks a 13th uninvited guest. God.
How rude.
Yeah. The blind, the god of darkness, some people say. Well, it just depends. The god of beauty, god of joy, god of gladness. Anyway, somehow or other, one of the gods, one of the 12, shot the last god that came in. And the whole earth became dark, according to Norse mythology. It was a bad, unlucky day. And that, my friends, is how Unlucky 13 gets started. Pretty impressive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I personally have had the 666 numbers once in my driver's license. No evil consequences. I will not let my Social Security number be my driver's license. You can have, if somebody says you got to use your Social Security number, they're giving you a bunch of baloney. You can't. You can. They don't have any law. There's no state that has the authority to mandate that you use your Social Security number. So if somebody tells you that, you challenge it. You don't. You don't have to. So in some cases, in the name of me not worrying much about these numbers. Actually, I didn't even see it. 666 showed up. Why wasn't it 665? Why wasn't it 667? I don't know. Why is it so scary for people? Without going into some of the biblical theories, there was a seal of the Roman Empire used on official documents during the first and second centuries. The numerical meaning of 666 is the name and title of the Roman Emperor Nero. Nothing frightening there. So what's the big deal? That's as far as I can go with it. I haven't the slightest idea. Maybe somebody else knows more about 666 than that, but I don't know anything about it.
Well, Nero was a pretty frightening figure, one of the worst emperors in Roman history.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Remember Nero fiddling while Rome burned? Remember that story, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was in all the papers.
The daily updates.
Speaking of all of the papers, how many of you remember the polar vortex? That visitor that frequently made the rounds this past winter? Remember the polar vortex?
Yeah.
Forecasters say the polar vortex, at least some of them anyway, say that the meteorological condition that brought us frigid blasts of Arctic air through January and February across most of the northern part of the country may just be redeeming itself with summer weather that's going to be kind of wild this week. There's a cool air blast from the Gulf of Alaska, and because of that, temperatures along the East Coast are going to go down 15 degrees or more starting tomorrow, and rain galore through the next 2-3 days. Now, where I am on the farm in Framingham, which is outside of Boston, heavy, heavy, heavy air, very humid, very cloudy, very wet. And that's not unusual for the middle of July, because after all, we are in the middle of July. But now you look at the forecast from the Weather Channel, chill, 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 because they say the reason for the cold air isn't a polar vortex necessarily. That's just, all that was a news media. Folks, you realize how much of this stuff comes from some figment of somebody's imagination in the news media, right? And that there is no official anything called a polar vortex. It's just, it's a phrase that somebody came up with.
A catchy phrase.
It was a great phrase, frankly.
Yeah.
But the weather is a little more complicated, and the complication has come from some big storm in the far Pacific that affected, I think it was Japan. Didn't Japan have some kind of a big typhoon or something? And the weather is being affected because that typhoon pulled the jet stream down and sort of sprung it like a rubber band. And so it snapped, and the blast of cool air that will come is from circumpolar vortex tropospheric atmospheric changes. I wanted to say that.
Nice.
The pattern of winds that feature a broad, irregular, generally west-to-east flow around the poles. Well, we are, generally speaking, most of our weather comes west-to-east. Sometimes comes from the south, but not much. A little up from the north. But this week's going to come from the north because the west-to-east jet stream has been fouled up. I just wanted you to know that. If you're confused, I am as well. Thank you very much. Welcome to Good Day. It's 14 after the hour. Biff Mantel is here with a weekend overview of what happened in the world of sports. For those of you who are interested in still following the Cup, and I know, isn't it coming down to the final sort of week or something there, Biff?
Came down to the final yesterday, actually.
Was it? Okay.
It was indeed.
Uh-huh. All right, you can give us the results of what happened in a matter of moments. Good Day program for Monday. Hello.
Introducing the Firestone Grocery Getter. With her new set of Firestone tires, she can't wait to run out of milk. Now she's taking legendary performance straight to soccer practice. With a ride so quiet, you can hear your teenage daughter whispering about you all the way in the back row. When you make your car a Firestone, it's not just a minivan, it's mini-fantastic. So whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
That was
like,
good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
All right, time now for a check on Vatsvatn. Who's who? I see the name Manuel Neuer. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Close.
N-E-U-E-R. See, the big thing here, if I may interject before you get started there, Biff, the Germans are prideful. And the Germans are not happy with the Americans for a number of reasons. And I'm wondering whether the business about German pride has gotten in the way, or something's in the way of German pride, because the anger that they have toward America as the spying continues. I'm wondering whether politics affects the outcome of sports events, you think, or not?
I think it can in some cases. I think in the 1978 Olympics that the Argentinian dictatorship was hosting, that World Cup was probably politically influenced. This one, I don't think so much. I think a lot of Americans, for our part, were rooting for Germany. I know I personally was. I was excited to see them win 1-0, Mario Götze with the wonderful overtime winner. Just some brilliant technique. Unfortunately, there wasn't more of the technique. I'm not going to lie and say it was the prettiest game I've ever seen. But there was
Kenny characterized it as a snooze fest.
Kenny's wrong. There was plenty of technique. There was missed chances early. If that Gonzalo Higuain offsides goal doesn't get called back, I think we have a much more open, much more exciting
offensive game. Under what circumstances would that happen?
It would mean that Germany would have to attack more, that they'd everyone would commit more numbers forward, more likelihood of a goal instead of people playing cagey, defensive, make sure that we don't make a mistake kind of soccer.
Really?
Yes. But you were saying about Manuel Neuer?
I was asking about him, yes.
Yes, he's the German goalie, probably the best in the world currently. A former goalie for Argentina has actually proclaimed him as the best goalie of all time.
Really?
Yeah, he won the World Cup award for the best goaltender in the World Cup, which, if you haven't seen the trophy, Google World Cup best goalie trophy. It looks like a dismembered hand got frozen in bronze, like somebody displeased the president
Didn't
of
FIFA. Didn't that happen in one of the Star Wars movies?
If you chopped off Han Solo's hands, that's what it looked like. It's a great trophy.
You know, speaking of the trophy, the overall trophy that Germany wins, they don't even get to keep that.
No, it's an 18-karat gold thing, but, you know, they get to play with it for a few seconds on the field or whatever, and then it gets locked back up, and I don't even remember where it gets locked back up, probably in Zurich or something, wherever FIFA is.
Really?
Yeah, it's unlike the Stanley Cup.
What's the point of all this, then?
Yeah.
Pride, we won, we're the best, we get to keep replicas. They do give everybody replicas, or at least the Federation replicas, so it's not...
The Federation? Now, I know it's a Star Wars movie.
Yes, the German Football Federation.
The Doo-doo. Federation? Man, they're in trouble. Bad stuff. Ugly. Okay, so anything else sports-wise? Red Sox, and we got 10 seconds.
Well, we have the All-Star game coming up on Tuesday, the Home Run Derby Monday night. New format, might be interesting to check out. We'll see. It should be good.
Hitting a home run. This is the Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
Right, dying, but he means nothing to you when you don't.
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine, sitting here by me. She's here by me.
Forget what his real name is.
She stepped out of the rain.
Johnny Rivers and our summer song of the day. Pretty appropriate for much of the upper Midwest, well, across the Midwest, part central part of the country the next couple of 3 days, East Coast as well. Biff, what's the weather like in Washington this morning? I'm suspecting the same as it is here in the Northeast.
Overcast. Hasn't really rained yet, but it was raining last night and scheduled to rain more throughout the week.
Bring some greenness to summer. It's getting a little burnt out here and there. Get things to grow again. Let's crank up our summer thoughts and summer feelings. Johnny Rivers, Summer Rain.
We sailed into the sunset, drifted home, caught by a Gulf Stream. Never gave a thought for tomorrow, just let tomorrow be.
Being a clever person with my, his name is, I said that and then I thought to myself, I don't remember his name. It was Ramastella. I was thinking Rambo something or other. Real name, John Henry Ramastella, born November 7th, 1942 in New York City. Big time rock and roller. And very successful writer, producer. He's still around and still working. He lives, I think, in Baton Rouge now, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so there we are.
Seems to me he played at Jazz Fest recently.
Did he?
Not this year, but I thought Rich mentioned it. Maybe a couple years ago.
Okay. Johnny Rivers, Summer Rain, 26 half the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Also, in this part of the program, Monday through Friday, have as much as we can somehow or other reserve or find from the late night shows, the monologue of the comedians, or I don't know if they're all comedians. Do you think they all want to be? Do they think they're comedians, these people? Are they? was Johnny. I never thought Johnny Carson was a comedian per se. I'm not sure. I think David Letterman was a Letterman. Was a weatherman when he got started. I don't know. But they have.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon was a comedian.
Was he?
But yeah, the others I think came from took different routes to, to get there.
Jimmy Fallon joking here about food from last Friday's monologue.
Check this out. A company in the UK is making news for developing a new vegetable called Brussels kale. It's the hybrid of Brussels sprouts and kale. Yeah. They said, well, we got the idea from a child's nightmare. And that's what it is. What made you scream, honey? Yeah, I'm Brussels. I saw that Taco Bell just announced that it will launch a new high-protein menu next week that will feature items with 500 calories or less. When asked what the protein is made out of, the Taco Bell executives were like, animal? Animal.
The anniversary of the publication of Dr. Spock's Baby and Child Care book, this date, 1946. The book became one of the most widely discussed books ever published on anything, and the most widely sold. So far, Dr. Spock's baby book has sold more copies than any other book except the Bible. Did you know that? Dr. Spock's baby book. I had no idea. I know having, I saw it around a lot when we were getting into child stuff, child rearing. Anyway, so Dr. Spock and Baby Child Care, back to this date, 1946, was widely read book in international publication other than the Bible. That's pretty significant stuff, isn't it? Huh? 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with David Frum and David Korn. Coming right up, Berkeley's extraterrestrial researcher says they'll contact aliens within 20 years. Really?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Frum and Korn. Do you buy into or think it bunk that Berkeley's extraterrestrial researchers say they'll contact the alien race within 20 years?
No, they weren't talking about alien. They said alien life, which is different than race. I mean, one of my best friends works on the Mars mission, and the whole point of that is to try to find any evidence that there were once microbes on Mars as a sign of the possibility of life. But the amazing thing, if you go and look at what they've been talking about, is that they literally have found now billions of stars that have planets that are in that, they call it the Goldilocks region, you know,
right.
Not too warm, not too cold, where there's possibility of life. So they're hopeful that they'll find something eventually, and I'm all for supporting research like this.
Years ago, we had at one of my children's birthday parties a friend of mine who was then working as chief spokesman for NASA, and he said that the question he got most often as he traveled around the country was about the frozen aliens, apparently, that the United States government is keeping in New Mexico. And he said the answer he always wanted to give, but he was a bureaucrat, he didn't give it, was, do you think if NASA had actual frozen aliens on ice that we'd settle for the crummy budget we have today? That these guys would be in
That's
front
incredible.
Of a congressional committee. We would be bigger than the Department of Defense.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute today with David Frum and David Korn.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No. No. And no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Stuff. We're off into the land of love and wonder and beauty. Oh, wait a minute. Let's look at the headlines today. We may have to put a short circuit on that. The Russians are still at it in the Ukraine. I have purposely avoided talking about this and most of the international stuff because it's so annoying. And because it doesn't change, so people who say, well, this is news talk radio. You talk about the news. Yeah, I do talk about things that are in the news. We do. You can. But I can, because it's the Doug Stephan Good Day program, I can pick and choose what I want you. You can find out whatever you want about anything. I want you to be informed. But there's nothing new to this. It's like talking about what's going, well, I shouldn't say what's going on in the Middle East, because there are some new things there, I suppose. But the shelling of these towns on the Russian side and the Ukrainian side and the provocations. Ukraine denies launching the attack. The Russians say you're bad guys. So it's this reminds me, Kenny, of weapons of mass destruction in a manner of speaking. It's the whatever we can come up with. Let's come up with some excuse. Let's say they did it. And then somebody will think, oh, they did it. Can you? It's sort of like a scene from 24. Where they get the device, and the Chinese bad guy gets the American submarine to blow up the Chinese aircraft carrier, and therefore it could be the beginning of World War III. That's what this is all about. And people, anytime there's some upset any place internationally, it's always what comes out of somebody's mouth someplace is, oh, World War III.
Right.
Right? That's how it is. Look out. It's going to be World War III. There is going to be no World War III. There isn't going to be a World War III. At least not started by anybody who has any brains. Now, does that mean Kim Jong-un? Everybody understands that he's an idiot. And so if he started something, that would be, first of all, the Chinese, the last thing the Chinese want. The last thing the Russians, these people don't want World War III because they're gone. They're toast. Everybody is. And they all know it. So those people who rattled sabers and say, oh, we're going to have World War III. No, there's not going to be a World War III. There can't be a World War III because it's over. And their whole reason for being is to control. And if you blow everything up, there's nothing to control. And you're the first target. No matter how deeply in the ground you go, you come out and there's nothing. So anyway, I get that's why I don't go after stories like that. And for about a month now, maybe a little bit more, there has been this ongoing thread of conversation about rapes on college campuses. Have you followed that, Kenny?
Bits and pieces of it, yeah.
And how much of a problem it is, and the stories about 18-year-old freshman girls and what happens when they get to campus, and the stories are in New York and Washington and Virginia and pretty much anywhere else you want to check, you can find these stories. Now, it just seems to me that there are, and I've seen this two or three times actually in the last few weeks, lawyers who are trying to work on college campuses to find girls who may have been raped so that they can work on some sort of suit against the school. It's like praying. Now, is this something that's bad? It's horrible. Horrible. But the new thing is not to get the culprit and put them in jail, the people who are responsible. No, let's sue the school so we can get money out of the school because the schools are, quote-unquote, unsafe.
Well, a lot of the schools don't seem to be doing anything about it on security, on the security front. And what has come out is that a lot of these girls, when they go to issue a complaint, nothing happens.
Yeah, they're ignored. That's why the schools, yeah. Thank you, because that's where I was going with this. The schools are making themselves vulnerable by not doing anything.
Right.
That's the story. Yeah. The story of this story is that schools, whether they be public or private, post-secondary schools, are leaving themselves wide open because they're in denial. Same thing happened with Paterno and Jerry Sandusky.
Sandusky,
they don't want to admit that there's a problem. And that all they're worried about, and I remember this, I'll reflect on it from my days as a trustee member at at my alma mater, Heidelberg College, Heidelberg University. There were plenty of times I'd bring up stuff because I was the rabble-rouser on the board. And, we don't want to talk about that. And the best example is what happens in football games with the helmets and the injuries. I started talking about that way before, and I don't mean this is, Doug, he's a big guy. No, somebody needs to listen to this. And I suppose I could take on the cause celeb here if it was of value, Kenny, if I thought people were really going to listen and get on the bandwagon, because there are dangerous elements afoot here. And many of the times, especially, I guess it depends on where you go. I saw something from a college in New York, and it wasn't even it wasn't people that were on campus. It was people from the town. Some of these smaller towns where there's not a lot of law enforcement, they just asked. This is, like it's a field day. So I just, but I don't feel like there's anything that comes of that, other than maybe the awareness that we have lawyers who are out there trying to whip this up. And the schools, anybody who's running a school, you're making yourself a target. You're leaving yourself wide open by basically denying that there's a problem or trying to cover it up. And that never works in anything.
Right. I was just going to say, you can never keep a lid on that.
No, of course not. So the colleges need to be more accountable? Yes, for sure. And you look at some of the records. And by the way, this may be the human condition. The same sort of thing with the Veterans Administration. If you want to go back to people trying to cover things up, they spend more time trying to cover up the problem than fix the problem. Is that human nature? Is that kind of what this is all about? It's just human nature.
We've gotten to a point where nobody wants to take responsibility for anything.
No. Blame it on somebody else. But yet, in an era where there is so much technology, you're going to be required to take responsibility because you can't run away from it. It's too easy to prove that you're at you're wrong or you're at fault. Very easy to do it in this circumstance. Speaking of students who are at risk, state of California, and it's interesting because until now no state has attempted to identify every foster child in its public schools or to systematically track their progress. But now, because so many foster, you realize how broken America is? How many families are just broken? How many parents can't? I have a lady that I know who has three children, and the last 4 or 5 years, the children have been not with her for the most part because they all have individual problems and they are dealing with the problems in different ways, but they can't stay with her. She doesn't know how to handle the problems. Some of them are emotional, some of them are physical, but she's a single mother. That's why I believe there's so much of a problem. I was talking about this with somebody yesterday. How many young women and men have no fathers, no father figure, no strong male, and what that does to weaken a society? That's part of it. I don't know. You go through all of the reasons, the rhymes, the wherefores of why it is that we have just such polluted minds, perverted people, and a lot of it just comes back down to the simple, we don't have families anymore. The mother is, it's hard for a mother to be mother and father. That conversation I've been having a lot with somebody I'm close to, who's a mother, who's the mother of a daughter who hasn't seen her father for 12 years, has very little contact with, if any, whether it's birthdays, Christmas, whatever it is. I don't know how you do that as a father. I just don't understand that. But
I don't
get it. But there are a lot of students, a lot of children that are at risk because they're being abused by these foster homes. Another sickness. Here we are. It's Monday. Monday always becomes a bleak day because we go through all these headlines from the weekend of who shot who, or who bombed who, or who got who. Right. Isn't that what Monday is? It seems Monday is like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and you think about what happened over the weekend. It's always what were the big hits.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. It's these sorts of things that are sometimes just the complications, compilations of complications. How's that? That's a pretty good phrase.
Yeah.
Compilations of complications. Yeah. And so here it is. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken. Jennifer not with us today. Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. Or if you would like, you can join us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston beer.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. That fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
MSNBC presents Growing Hope.
When a voice is empowered to action, when a light shines on equality and justice, the seed of hope is sown. It drives you to tackle the hard stuff, to stop gun violence, protect voter rights, to fight so that everyone has access to health care, and make sure no one falls through the cracks. As hope grows, so does the power of people.
Learn more at msnbc.com/growinghope.
It's the most advanced technology available. Engineered with over 200 million sensory receptors. Its all-terrain design is beautifully formed. Weather-resistant. Reliable. Astonishingly high performance in even the most challenging of circumstances. And it is also the finest search technology in the world.
No, no, no!
There's nothing else quite like a search dog. Be part of the search. Go to searchdogfoundation.org to see how you can help.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Kenny and I and Evan working our way through some of the issues of the day. He was talking about the weather earlier on. looking at some of the comments. Blinky says it's Obama's fault. Yes, it is. Of course it is, Blinky. Paul says, just another distraction from Benghazi. Isn't that amazing? Mike says, no, this is an ice age in the making. We're going to freeze everybody out. Yes, that's true. The summer-winter polar vortex is what we're talking about. The deep trough of the jet stream that's creating the weather that we will, most of us, experience. Unless you're where Kenny is on the West Coast, no impact there whatsoever. Forget. Don't worry about anything. The West Coast, it's the West Coast. Next week
at
this time.
We do have a chance of a cloud today.
A cloud today, maybe.
Maybe.
Da-da-da-da. Okay. The article I was looking at mentions cool Canadian air. The Canadian air is always kind of cool, right?
Sounds like a hip airline company.
Right, yes. There used to be an airline company called Canadair, an airline in Canada. You didn't know that? Well, Evan's too young to get that. All right, so Kenny, what do you have going on in the comment department? What's cool at facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodayshow?
Well, to get away from the doom and gloom for a moment, some comments about how people spent their weekend. Margaret says she got to climb to the top of the Toledo Harbor Lighthouse.
Really?
And she even posted a little picture there.
Who even knew there was a Toledo Harbor Lighthouse? Never mind that you can climb. I spent how many years in Heidelberg, Northwest Ohio? Went through Toledo 100 million times. Not 100 million, that's an exaggeration, but a lot of times. I didn't know there was a Toledo Harbor. What is it, a lighthouse?
Yes, she says it's really? 110 years old,
wow,
in the process of being restored and rarely open for tours.
Wow.
So that's cool. A nice opportunity.
Very nice. Thank you for telling us that. That's nice to know. All right, what else you have?
Jay says he went to get a tomato from the garden yesterday, got half a bushel.
Half a bushel of tomatoes from his garden. Woo-hoo! Let's hear it for that.
And Susan says that she hopes Charlotte and the other animals on the farm are all well and having a great weekend.
Well, I will tell you that Charlotte has come back around in so many wonderful ways, and I'm always very pleased to get those wonderful notes and comments from people. Thank you very much, people concerned. Charlotte is pretty much back to being Charlotte, except she can't see. Other than that, Charlotte she's gained some weight back. You can, if you listen carefully, you can hear her snoring. She's right here in front of me. She loves my program.
Hey. Everybody's a critic.
But she's, she's a 14-year-old bulldog. So she's not always as steady on her feet as she might be. And I think the impact of the accident had a little bit of neurological effect on her. But I will tell you, she is back to banging around. Loves being in the truck with me. It's just, it's wonderful. Thank you all for your love and wishes. 11 minutes to, no, 9 for the hour.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Past the hour, Doug Sevens, good day, Monday program, hello, 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 it's Tech Talk time. In a moment, why are people so angry at Steven Spielberg? If you haven't checked that out yet, I will give you the details with help from Kenny. The first matter of business, however, when we get together to talk technology every day, comes from input that Shelley Palmer researches. Shelley is the technology reporter a lot of people listen to. A lot of people like his measured, cool approach to some of technology's issues. Today he's going to talk with you about a new blanket, a blankie, that supposedly can measure your mood. And it's being used, apparently, by one of the world's major airlines. So Shelley reports, you listen. Just a moment. Shelley, what is it? Shelley reports, you decide. All right, I'm clever that way. All right, it's coming right up. This is a good day.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, can a blanket gauge your mood? British Airways thinks it can. The airline is testing out a happiness blanket to help make its passengers more comfortable on flights. Loaded with fiber optics, the blanket connects to a neurosensory device and acts like a big cozy mood ring. Not every passenger flying British Airways will get to try out the blanket, though. The limited experiment is being tested on some flights between London and New York City. The catch? It also requires a headband loaded with electronic gear to measure activity in the brain, which sends the signal to the blanket via Bluetooth. The blanket turns blue if you're relaxed or red if you're anxious. That way, flight attendants can immediately tell whether or not they need to check on you. What's the study proved so far? Passengers are anxious when they first board a plane, but calm down after falling asleep or being served food or drinks. So, next time you fly somewhere, grab a snack, take a nap, and relax. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. You can't beat the open road, but saving money on motorcycle insurance is a close second. That's why I switched to Geico. Reminds me of the time I switched to a new helmet without a face mask and swallowed a bunch of gnats when I accidentally yawned. Those suckers tasted bad. Unlike Geico Motorcycle Savings, which always taste real good. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards and you get earf. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com rewards program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com. The obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
All right, so this is one of those internet-only stories that wants to you just shake your head when you walk away from these things. So there's this fellow who decided to mock the Texas cheerleader who became notorious for posing with exotic animal carcasses that she'd killed. He posted a satirical Facebook post calling out Steven Spielberg for his trophy shot in front of the Triceratops on the set of Jurassic Park. Facebook subscriber Jay, is it Branscombe, wrote the following caption for the picture. And the picture we have posted at DougSteffen.com. Quote, disgraceful photo of recreational hunter happily posing next to a Triceratops he just slaughtered. Please share so the world can name and shame this despicable man. So some people took this guy at his word. Here's a Facebook commentator who didn't call back, calling Spielberg an inhumane, I'm not going to use the word, animal killer. Yeah. She goes on a rant about overpopulation and uneducated hunters. She doesn't care if a Triceratops is over. So this is a dinosaur from one of the Jurassic Park movies, right?
Yeah.
5,000 people offered sharply worded reminders that Triceratops haven't been around for millions of years. Right?
Yeah. But yeah. The internet just went crazy over this.
There you go. Help yourself.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.